There's the reel.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Pork Therapy.
This is a second attempt.
Yes, a second attempt because we're retarded. Quite frustrated, yes.
No, she's frustrated. I'm retarded.
I think we're both retarded. I think we can both agree on that. We recorded a whole episode for you guys. It was so good. It was so funny.
It was the best ever.
Our best work ever.
Best work.
And when we got to the end of the episode, we went to hit the stop button, and we realized that we were no longer recording. And we realized that about 1 minute into the 28-minute episode, somebody had hit the stop.
Somebody? Who could it have been?
Well, I don't know. I mean, to be fair, Mike, I never saw you hit the stop
button. I don't know what I did either. I don't even
think you were really touching the computer. You must have done it with your incredibly large penis. That's the only explanation. You got a big boner in the middle of the show.
It was a good show.
Friendships and having sex, and then you hit the stop button, and you just fucked it all up.
So to speak.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're not going to be depressed about that. We're a happy podcast, right?
That is the topic, but before we get into it again, yes, which I hope remember everything, let's throw some business out of the way. You can send us your questions at questions@porktherapy.com.
That's right. And you should send us your questions because this isn't a very good one, to be honest.
But you can... But
this particularly sucks. But yeah, you can also... if you want to really spice things up, you can give us a call, right?
Yeah.
We have added a new feature to our call-in line
where if you call and record your question, we will play it on the next show.
And what's that number if they want to call?
It is 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Yes. On the last show we explained so beautifully that we weren't recording.
Well, then we'll do it again.
Why did you choose the number 4?
Well, I had the option. First of all, PT stands for pork therapy, so pork therapy love.
Oh. Yeah, in case you were wondering what PT was, you PD. Thought it was... Well, it's better than VD, right?
VD love? So I had the option of choosing PT love 0, but then I thought that might mean like either a tennis score or we have no love.
Love 0. Hey, that's pretty good.
And then I could have chosen PT love 1, but then that's kind of like...
It was too monogamous.
Yeah, reeks of monogamy. And then I thought PT love 4, because 4 is many, so you could that kind of stands for poly, and also you could use the word for. PT, four. Love for conversation, and love for communication, and love for talking, and...
Love for everything, basically.
Love. Just love for whatever you want to have love for. Well, like listening to our podcast.
It made sense at the time in your mind, right, Mike?
It was a very stretchy, elastic, weak excuse to choose the number 4 at the end of PT Love.
Stretchy, elastic, and weak.
Yeah.
What does that remind you of? Your underwear, I think. You've had it for more than a year.
Which, if you're a guy, is all of your underwear. More than a decade, I think, is the rule.
Oh, anyway, should we get to the question?
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it. We probably sound a little more harsh and grating tonight than we usually do.
Because we're pissed off that we lost the last podcast,
and it will never be as good as the first time. But the question tonight was, it's kind of a short one, and it's, can men and women be friends without there being sexual tension?
And
actually, neither one of us, we were talking about this before, and neither one of us really liked the way that this question was worded, because it sounded too
heteronormative. I don't dislike it, it's just, I think... The answer will be more broad, so we might as well expand the question. Instead of men and women, it's basically any two people who of genders who are normally attracted to each other sexually.
Right.
Can they be friends without there being sexual tension?
And as Mike so succinctly... Mike made up of an extremely succinct and apropos phrase to describe this question.
And it's almost in English.
And it's almost in English. It's actually Barsky Ease. And he made it the title of this podcast, which is... Should we read this at the same time?
No, you do it.
Usual sex having gender match friendships. And that just says it all right there. Done. We don't need to say anything else.
Episode over. Beep.
Now, on this show... You know, we should keep in mind that we are giving you relationship advice from a Liberty perspective, and so somehow I think we'll probably have to tie Liberty into this, but it's going to be a little bit of a stretch, I think.
I don't think we have to. I mean, people can take it or leave it.
Yeah, free people can do whatever they want. Exactly. And you don't have to be tied down by the social mores of 50 years ago when people thought that, you know, it was totally inappropriate for people of well, I guess they thought the only appropriate two genders to be attracted to each other were men and women, but you don't have to be tied down by that notion, nor do you have to be tied down by the notion that men and women or two guys or two gals who are attracted to each other cannot be friends without there being
you don't have
sexual
to be,
tension.
Technically, you don't have to be tied down to social mores of today either.
Yes, exactly. Well, you should only be tied down if you want to be tied down.
And
if
that's
you want to do bondage.
Okay.
We could do another episode on that.
Oh, and we should.
And we should, yes. But, anyway, we've gotten a little tied up or tripped up. That was so bad. We had a couple of great puns about hard-ons and cocks in the last episode, and we just...
So if you guys just imagine...
Forever.
Just as you're listening to this episode, imagine a penis every now and then, and you'll be good.
Yes. Imagining it popping into your head once more.
Damn.
It's popping up when you least expect it. It's not nearly as good as the last one.
So...
Never will be again.
Feels like the first time.
I love it when Mike sings on the podcast.
Feels
Mike.
Like the very first time.
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, I dated myself,
I think
it
might have been
as it were.
Before my time.
Yeah. As all good music is. Oh. Zinger! Okay, I'm just kidding.
Oh, shocker. Anyway, we need to get to the questions.
Yes. So, can usual sex-having gender-matched friendships...
Exist!
exist.
That was such a great way to say it.
Without tension.
I think we kind of just answered that question
by what
we just said about social mores, and obviously the answer is yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a common question, but if you just look around to people you know in your life, the answer's got to be obviously yes. You must know people of, you know, at least two people of genders that are normally sexually attracted that are friends. And there is no tension. You must know it. They do exist all over the place.
Sure. Absolutely. And you probably have friends yourself who you have no desire to have sex with.
Yeah.
Or maybe who you have friends who you do have a desire to have sex with. And,
but,
you know,
but there's
one
no
of
tension.
Them is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you brought up the thing about tension, and I don't know.
I mean, brought it up. That's the question.
Well, yeah. The question was, can there be sexual tension? I guess that question asker assumed that the friends were not having sex, right?
Well, right, but we...
Because if they're having sex, then there might not be tension, right? They're getting rid of the tension.
Well, actually, there could be. I mean, if two people who are normally attracted aren't having sex, there could be tension. And if they are having sex, there could be tension.
Mm-hmm.
And in both cases, there could be no tension. So, we could handle them all. Like, in my past, I have had friends who I did not want to have sex with and did not want to have sex with me, and there was no tension.
Uh-huh.
I've had friends who I wanted to have sex with, but
they
didn't.
They didn't want to have sex with you?
But they didn't want to... Well, I don't know. I think I just didn't pursue it.
I see.
But it caused tension.
Right.
I've had other friends at other times in my life that... There was no commitment and no romance, but we were friends, and we had sex, and there was no tension.
Uh-huh.
And I've also been in the situation where a friend with me had sex.
You sound like Yoda.
A friend with me had sex, they will. I had sex with a friend without the commitment, and then it got weird, and then it ended the friendship. So I think I've, in my life, been in all four situations.
Hmm.
So all of them could exist.
Yeah, I think...
Exist, all of them could.
Okay, Yoda, we didn't ask you to be a guest on this show, so cut it out. I'm just kidding, Yoda. I didn't mean to belittle you.
Exit I am walking towards.
Well, see, I think that sometimes when those situations exist where there are two friends, and like clearly they do want to have sex and there's sexual tension, but they're not actually having sex, there's something that's... holding them back, and that's why they're just friends, right?
Well, yeah, but is that always bad?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I'm thinking of an example where, you know, there are two friends, and one of the friends has a romantic partner that they're exclusive with, and the friend wants to have sex with them, but they're already exclusive with this other partner, so they're avoiding having sex with the friend.
Yeah, and that's kind of a situation where you don't even want to broach it. You don't even want to, like, communicate
why
that
bring
you're
up sex. The
yeah,
drama.
You know, exactly.
It
you know that they're not
trouble.
Going to. Yeah. Even if the friend wanted to have sex with you, it would create drama because they're already in a committed or monogamous or closed relationship. So why bring that up?
Right, and maybe you're also friends with the partner.
Right.
And you don't want to cause trouble between them. You don't want to piss off.
Now, even if you don't bring it up, though, there may be tension. Because you, whenever you hang out with this friend platonically, you might be thinking, oh, I want to get in their pants.
Oh, my God, nice ass.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So there might be tension.
Yeah, there might be tension. Or you might just be content to let sleeping dogs lie. Because, I don't know about you, but... You know, there have been a lot of people in my life who I've wanted to have sex with, but I've thought, Meh, you know, this is great to fantasize about, but yeah. I would never really want this to actually happen. You know what I mean?
No. I mean, well, I can think of situations
for
where...
one reason or another where I just don't want to pursue them because...
Well, that's different. That I can understand.
Yeah.
But where it's actually better for it not to happen?
Well, like, okay, for example, there was, you know, I'm thinking of a situation where maybe you have a crush on a coworker.
I was just going to say, I remember being a kid and having a crush on a teacher. That's probably better that it didn't happen.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Or win. Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't win.
You
we both win. We'll call a truce. Oh, God. It's the episode 20 whatever about winning.
Mrs. Bensley. She was hot.
Mrs. Bensley. Mm. Mrs. Benzer over. And anyway.
Speaking of Benz over, she was, you know, she. I have no idea how old she was because I was like in the sixth grade. What am I, 11 years old?
Mm-hmm.
But so she might have been in her mid 20s.
But we, all the boys thought she was standing there with a boner with your math book in front
of your
crotch.
There was no standing involved. She was so. She wore low cut shirts so that we could see her bra and skirts so that we would like throw down our pencil and then like crawl on the floor picking it up to look up her skirt. She was like, she loved it.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
That's so funny. Yeah, I'm not going to touch that one. Mike, you can just sit there and jizz in your pants thinking about Mrs. Bensley.
Mrs. Bensley.
Oh, but anyway, yeah, sometimes you're just friends with someone because maybe you want to have sex with them, but you know it's not a good idea for whatever reason.
Right.
And that's fine. But it, you know what? It's also fine to have sex with your friends, too.
Yeah, as long as everything's voluntary, it's not a bad thing.
Sure.
It may still cause tension. It may not.
Right.
I've been in both situations. Have you?
Yeah. I mean, like, I think we were talking about this before, and one of the examples that came up is that, well, you're friends with someone, you would like to pursue a relationship with them, but, you know, you kind of just want to keep it on the casual side because you know that one of you is moving.
Oh, right.
And it's not going to be, neither one of you wants to have a long-distance relationship, so you're just going to keep things casual, and maybe you'll have sex, and you'll have fun while it lasts, and then you'll go your separate ways.
Right. Now, sometimes, and maybe this is also a reason people are fearful of starting a sexual relationship with friends,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it doesn't stay casual.
Right.
Sometimes one person either always harbors a stronger interest for the other person, or one grows while you're having casual sex.
Yeah, I think you
And then
you
tension
touched on
could
something.
Arise,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't necessarily have to be. I think maybe if you just, if that happens, you just communicate clearly and constantly, you'll probably head off any problems.
If you're going to have sex with your friends, I mean, that takes a lot of communication. I mean... For one, because maybe you're not exclusive
control.
With each other. Yep, you got to worry about STIs. You got to worry about hurt feelings. I mean, I think that state of being sort of in that magical balance of you're friends and you're having sex, but neither one of you really wants anything more than that, and you're just kind of casually fucking each other. And
right,
I think
not,
that's a rare bird. You know, like that's
yeah, we're not talking about one night stands with strangers. We're talking about sex with your friend, not even. You know, someone you know who you meet at a party, but your friend who you want to see again and again and hang out with and play games with or do whatever
right.
it is you do with friends.
And you see them a lot and you're...
Right.
And in some ways, like, who better to have sex with because you feel comfortable
you like
with
them.
Each other,
yeah.
you like them, you know, you feel that you can already have a dialogue and communicate with them, but, you know, some people are afraid that if they proposition a friend, it might... make things awkward or ruin
right.
friendship, or if you start having sex, then things will change. Somebody will fall in love and want, you
and
know,
that's always a possibility.
Something the other one doesn't want. So
let's broach that first thing. How would you proposition a friend that you wanted to have sex with?
Oh, okay. See, I think the most important thing here is to be non-creepy. Non-creepy is the key word. And Mike is very good at this because I've never known you to be creepy, Mike, and I'm saying that with all sincerity.
You haven't known me long enough, apparently. He said long.
Oh, God. You're making Beavis and Butthead jokes about yourself. This is reaching a new low.
Yoda and Butthead.
Yeah, we've had a lot of special guests on the show tonight. Oh, shit, I said it.
Whoa.
Never mind, I'm
so
sorry.
Alone.
I am not going to say the S word.
The S word. It's a very special word.
Mike doesn't like that when I say that word. But
I don't like it when you abuse it.
We won't go there. Yeah,
we need
not
a whole new
go
episode.
For the sake
special.
Of our friendship, we need to stop. Please, Mike. But anyway, so I think the way to proposition a friend is to be very, very non-threatening and just, I would say something like, you know, I just want to put something out there. I know we're friends and we're still going to be friends after I say this, but I've always had a little crush on you. I want to have sex with you. Or
I don't know about the crush part.
Well, okay, maybe you don't have to say that. Yeah. Wait, just say, I would love it if you're ever interested, if you're ever up for it. I'm just going to put it out there that I would love to have sex sometime. And if you don't want to, that's fine. We'll still be friends. I'm never going to bring it up again.
Right.
It's totally up to you if you ever want this to happen.
Yeah.
And then never bring it up again. Do what you said you do.
And maybe even also add, if we do have sex, I still want to remain friends.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's a good way. I mean, you're saying, look, I don't think the crush is either appropriate to this question. You might have a crush on them, and in case, tell them.
Yeah,
but as far
true.
As this question is concerned, you don't. You're just friends.
Sure.
So you don't really have a crush. You just, oh, you know what? You're pretty hot, and we're friends, and I like you, so let's have sex.
Yeah. And, yeah, I think the key is to hit that question once and then back off. And
yeah.
Never,
that's
don't
the creep
be
factor
pushy.
Right there.
Right. The creepy thing is if you're pushy and you keep bringing it up and up.
Hey,
and
remember
up.
I asked you last time that I told
hey,
you we could have sex?
Hey, did you get that email?
Yeah, you know, I just texted you 5 seconds ago. Did you get that? Want to fuck yet? Want to fuck yet? Want to fuck yet? That's
yeah,
a little creepy.
That's a lot creepy. And, yeah.
Or when you invite him over to play basketball and you ring your bell and you open the door masturbating, that's a little creepy.
Oh, that's a lot creepy, too. Yeah. That goes beyond a lot creepy. That's into Yoda territory. but anyway, what did we talk about last time? Oh, does it always, like, ruin a friendship or just, you know, change a friendship? I don't think so.
I don't think it... I don't think it can possibly ruin a friendship, but it might be
I mean, it, a situation
common.
Like that has the capacity to get weird, right? Like, especially if one person develops stronger feelings for the other one than, you know, if there's an imbalance in the level of feelings,
right,
between the two people.
Yeah.
But you have to just communicate about that. You have to say, you know, I'm not comfortable with this anymore. I think we should need to go back to just being platonic friends.
Or what happens if you are successfully having a platonic relationship with sex?
Uh-huh.
Although, would that still be platonic?
No, it wouldn't.
Friendship, but with sex.
Yeah.
You know, no commitment, no romance. Just whenever you hang out, you might both feel like having sex, so you do. And then one of you gets a romantic interest.
Right, outside of that.
Yeah, a closed, perhaps monogamous interest.
Yeah.
And they're having sex, and you have to, like, stop having sex. Is that going to end the friendship?
Yeah.
Is that going to say, oh, you know, I can't have sex with you anymore. I don't want to.
It shouldn't end the friendship.
I wouldn't think it would, because if going from non-sex friends to sex friends didn't hurt it, then stopping the sex and still being friends probably won't hurt it.
Sure. Yeah, so, I mean, some friends that have that arrangement are just doing it because they're both single and they're horny and they're friends and they're there, you know?
Yeah.
And if they meet someone better, they would rather go after that other person, you know? But the friend is there, and it's convenient, and whatever. They both need to get off. So, sure, that's fine with me. Who cares?
Fine with me.
Yeah, fine. If it's fine with them, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
But how about... I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, it must have been a good one.
It was so good. It'll come back to me, definitely. But, let's see. Oh, you talk for a minute,
Oh,
Mike.
My gosh. I don't think we have anything else to talk about. We covered that there are friendships with tension and without, when there's sex and when there's not.
And how to proposition a friend.
If you want to have sex with a friend, one way to go about starting that up. And the answer to the question is yes, there are
definitely completely
usual sex having gender match
friendships. Oh, I remembered what I was going to say.
Oh, let's hear it.
You always do it for me every time. Thank you, Mike.
Whatever I did, you're welcome.
Well, I was going to say, I think, I like to think of feelings like love and sexual interest and friendship on a continuous scale. Rather than being discrete feelings. Like, it's not, do I love someone one minute and I don't love them the next, or I, you know.
It's not an on-off switch.
I want to be friends with someone or I don't. It's how much do I love this person, or how much do I want to have sex with this person, or how much do I want to be friends with this person, right? And so maybe you have some friends where they're somewhere on that scale of, yes, I want to have sex with them, no, I don't want to have sex with them. They're somewhere in the middle, but, and you want to have sex with them, but not that badly, and that's why you're friends, right? Because you'd rather keep your options open and pursue other people, but, you know, maybe you would have sex with them under the right circumstances.
Right. Does that
make any sense?
Well, I think so. I almost completely agree in that I put how much you like someone all on one scale. Like, on the left, you hate, and then somewhere in the middle, you have an acquaintance, and then as you move to the right, you like someone, you like them a lot, you start to love them a little, you love them a lot. It's all one scale of degrees. And then I would perhaps put a different scale, like maybe right below that, how much I want to have sex with someone. And Well, it'll probably start somewhere in the friends and go all the way up to someone I love deeply.
Sure.
But anyone less than a friend, I don't want to have sex with.
Right.
I think it'd probably be different for every person.
Yeah, I mean, there are some people who want to have
certainly.
Sexual partners that they're not friends with.
Right. Yeah, actually, I know someone who wants to have sex with strangers.
Yeah, exactly. Because some people find that thrilling or exciting.
And I know someone else, or not, I don't know someone else, many, many people only want to have sex with someone they love.
Right. Absolutely.
And not like a lot, or not like. So, there's all kinds
of
different things.
And all those are
perfectly
just
fine.
Dandy with us.
With us. You know, you've got our permission.
You do, you have... You have our permission to fuck your friends, to fuck your enemies, to fuck anybody you want. Just be happy and communicate.
Not anybody you want. It's got to be voluntary.
That's
right. Excuse me, I want to fuck you, and they said it was okay, so take your pants off.
Oh, please don't think we said that. Yes.
It has to be voluntary.
Added a very important detail that, yes, it has to be voluntary. So, all right. Speaking of voluntary arrangements.
Yes, because we just were.
Mike... Is seeking one of those, actually. And
I think I'm seeking one tomorrow, actually.
I think you might be seeking one tomorrow night, because...
Oh, at nighttime, yeah.
I just had a look-see at your calendar, and you are free tomorrow night.
I am. What can be done about this?
Mike, I know you have a lot of lady friends and a lot of guy friends, and you've just been waiting for one of them to proposition you. And whoever
now you
does
guys
it
know
first
how.
Is going to get in your pants tomorrow night. So.
Wow, I better wear big pants.
So... Well, you better make it your thinnest friend you can fit in your pants. So you better email him first. Don't hesitate. See, we made Mike laugh so hard he almost died.
Coughed up a lung over
that
one,
Mike. I hope you don't despise me because of that.
I hope I don't die before my fuck buddy tomorrow night.
Me too. Well, what a way to go, really.
Yeah. You're fucking and you're with a friend. What the hell?
So you guys should email him at mike@porktherapy.com. And if you want to give me the blow-by-blow afterwards...
Oh, my God.
Give me the details about how it went.
Or if it was a really good evening, the blow-by-blow-by-blow.
Exactly. You can email me at stephanie@porktherapy.com. Right,
and
Mike?
After my fuck buddy date tomorrow, if you guys have any more questions, you can give them to us. Two ways now.
That's right. You could. We have two ways to take it. Actually, we have two different.
we have two
different receptacles. You
oh
can
my!
Give us.
Oh please! Enough! You can email us at questions@porktherapy.com,
or you can call us, and you can leave a lovely voicemail at 419-PT-LOVE-4. That's PT Love 4. So 419-PT-LOVE-4.
And you could, when you call that number, you can leave a recording of your question, and we'll include that in the next podcast and talk about it.
And Google Voice will attempt to translate it into a discernible message, and it will fail miserably.
It's an extra feature that we've chosen to leave on because it's funny how bad the transcriptions
so
are.
Funny. I left the most straight-laced
message. Maybe, you know what, if you leave a question, we'll
it.
Also read you the transcription on the show.
Yes, I think that would be quite entertaining because, you know, today I was helping Mike test this, and I left the most vanilla...
Lucid.
Straight-laced, lucid, clear message. And you know my voice. I have a very clear enunciation. And
sexy.
And very sexy, that's right. But
that's what happened. Your sexiness overpowered the translator.
It overloaded Google Voice, and it was just overwhelmed by my sexiness.
Aren't we all?
Oh, that's very sweet, Mike. Thank you. I'm just kidding, of course. But I love some completely understandable normal voice message, and it turned it into something like cocks in your ears, or I don't know what it did, but it was completely ridiculous.
Wasn't that bad.
It wasn't sexual, but it was pretty funny, and I, of course I can't remember it because it wasn't sexual.
That's right. That's why it became sexual just now.
Exactly.
You can also go to our website, porktherapy.com, because it's pretty much brand new, and we've got all our past
episodes
there to listen to.
Awesome.
What else is there? You can vote on our episodes.
Your fantasies, because listeners have emailed us, requested our old episodes, and we're at your beck and call. We're like your personal sex slaves. We just put out all our old episodes, and they're there for your listening pleasure. So get your jollies and go to porktherapy.com today.
Wow, that was a commercial and a half. Awesome.
And get some relationship advice from a
liberty
perspective.
From Stephanie and Mike.
That was so Mr. Rogers. You know, that was really good.
Well, goodbye, neighbor.
Yeah, goodbye, neighbor. Make sure you button up your sweater and tie your shoes. Untie your shoes, even. What did he do? Taking off? No, he would do both in every episode,
Well,
right?
Yeah, he'd come in and leave.
He would come in, and he'd unbutton his sweater and take off his shoes. And then at the end of the show, he'd put it back on, and then he'd leave.
Actually, I think he took off his coat and put it in the jacket and put on a sweater.
That's right. Good memory, yeah. Mike. Leave it to you. I was conflating those two things in my mind.
Oof.
And this is getting into the realm of the ridiculous, so I think we need to go.
That's what we should change the name of the podcast to, Realm of the Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a good one. But then it wouldn't be porcupine-themed. Any animal that's into water sports is okay in my book.
Hey, speaking of water sports, I'm going to put this out there, listeners.
Oh, my God. This is funny.
We have 35 episodes now, and the only two that people have commented on the website are the two that involve urine. What is up with you people? That is so odd.
You're in trouble for
this. Oh, man. Go to our website and enjoy the other episodes and comment on them. Thank you for listening.
Well, you know, the market has spoken. I think we should make this a pee
water cast. Sports only.
All pee podcast.
All pee all the time.
Pee pod.
I just went. Bye.
Oh, goodbye. Good riddance.